as a church, we're really privileged to be able to support a number of missionary organisations and individuals as well, who, as part of their job or their lives, serve God in a really important way. And Paul Evans, Steve actually, is going to come up and just share a little bit with us about the work that he does at Porphyry Dogs. And then Paul Evans is going to come up and pray for Steve, because as house groups, we've all got been assigned missionaries, and our house group, Paul and Sally's house group, have been assigned Steve. So over to Steve.
Wonderful to... Is this on?
Hello?
All right. Wonderful to be here again today. I'll be quick because I know time's marching on. One day a week, on a Friday, I go on the ships at Porphyry and Avonmouth docks, and I've been doing it for 6 years now. I don't know where the time's gone. And it's an opportunity to go on in a kind of a pastoral capacity to talk to the seafarers that come into those two ports that bring basically 95% of the goods that come into this country come in on ships. And in the 6 years I've been doing this work, I've got to sort of know some of the challenges that these seafarers face. And loneliness seems to be one of the big issues that they face, and also being away from their families, normally for about 9 months of the year, is a horrendous amount of time to be away from the ones you love. And that in itself causes lots of issues of isolation, of being overworked. Ships are getting bigger and the crews are getting smaller. And so I go on these ships with a guy called John and myself, and we go on there just to sort of see how these guys are doing. On Friday, spent quite a bit of time with a Polish seafarer, and he, you know, he got his laptop out and showed us pictures of his family and a holiday that he had, and we spent some time just sharing with him. When we go on these ships, we always take on magazines, newspapers, and Christian literature, Bibles in particular. And so even if we can't get a decent conversation, we'll leave that literature on there. And at some point while the ship's sailing across the ocean, the seafarer hopefully will have a bit of time where he can pick up some of this literature that we've left. And just hopefully God will use that to minister to them. But one of the things that I've particularly enjoyed over the time of going on these ships is praying for the seafarers. And there's something that I've kind of learned to, instead of doing what I used to do, which was I'll pray for you and kind of you pray later on, we say, you know, do you mind if we pray for you now? I find that a real blessing. And often the seafarer is not quite sure what's going to happen, and they're a little bit nervous, but 99% of them will say yes, okay. And normally they're from another part of the world. They may have no faith, or they may have a different kind of faith, and they don't really know what to expect. But John and myself, you know, you might just kind of just put a hand on their arm, or just, you know, just stand next to them. But we pray the kind of prayers that we're used to in the sort of churches that we belong to. And it's, you know, a prayer where God is there with you. God is somebody you can communicate with. And we lift up these guys. It's normally an individual. And just pray for them, pray for their safety as they cross the oceans, pray for their families back at home that God would protect them, and really put some heart into it. And many a time that the seafarer has been greatly moved. They're not used to that kind of praying. And it's lovely to kind of bring light into their lives and to encourage them and to see, even in that moment, God has touched in a very significant way. So please continue to pray for the work There's a great need out there, and I always say to these guys, you know, God has not forgotten you. Doesn't matter where you are on these oceans, God is there for you. And I find that a real blessing to remind each of these seafarers of that fact. I think that's a cue to shut up.
It was Scott, he did
that. Yeah, that's it.
Steve, it's great to have you here this morning. And Steve, you know, it's a real sacrifice for Steve. Steve gives up a day of earnings to go and do this and a day of his normal electrician's work.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell from what Steve said, he's got a real heart for these guys. And that's fantastic. So let's just come to God in prayer for you, Steve, and pray for your family as well. And just give thanks for the work you're doing down at Portbury.
Lovely.
Okay, let's pray.
You.
Father God, thank you so much for Steve. We thank you for the encouragement that he's been this morning to us already as he shared about his work amongst these guys working on the sea in very, very difficult circumstances and in the sort of lives that we really wouldn't want to have to live when they're so long away from their families and loved ones across in different parts of the world where they don't necessarily speak the language. A very lonely existence, as Steve was saying, on the ships. And really tough, hard, physical and potentially dangerous work that they're involved in. And Lord, thank you for Steve and for John and for the work that they're doing amongst those guys, for taking the time and the effort to speak to them about you and to share something of your love and concern for those guys. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to help Steve day by day as he goes there to really make an impact. We pray, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, you would make a change in those people's lives as Steve and John meet with them. And Lord, thank you for Steve and for his family and for his churchmanship and for him being here this morning with us. Thank you that you've raised up within him a real passion to share your good news, your love, with these guys who travel across the sea, with these seafarers. Lord, we pray that you continue to encourage him, that in his conversations he would see the spark of acknowledgement in these guys' eyes, that he would see things actually begin to change in their lives as they realise there is a God in heaven who has a plan for them and has a love that is beyond all measure for them. And pray, Lord, that they will see that for themselves.
Jesus.
And Lord, for Steve, we pray that, again, you would continue to help him in the ministry, you would bless him in it, and that through him, lives would really be changed and touched. We thank you that he shared with us this morning, and just pray for the ministry now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And just a word for you, Steve, actually. It doesn't say much about people that travel on the sea, but if you look in Jonah chapter 1, you'll read a whole chapter about guys who were very, very frightened by what God did amongst them. And just a word, I think, for you, Steve, because as an encouragement, it's great to hear of the things you're doing, but it'd be great to see some real changes, wouldn't it, with these guys.
Yeah.
And right at the end of Jonah chapter 1, it says this: at this, the men, the seafarers, greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. And I think our prayer for you, Steve, would be that through the work you're doing with John, that those guys really would get to a stage of fearing the Lord, making a commitment to him.
Amen.
So God bless you, and thank you.
Okay, lovely.